From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for September 25, 2012. Hay supplies remain short or non-existent in some areas of the state. And according to reports from AgriLife Extension County agents, many producers are dusting it in, that is, going ahead and planting dry in hopes of rain will come. I asked Dr. Larry Redman, AgriLife Extension State Forage Specialist, if this was a good idea.
Oh yeah. If they want winter pasture, then I would go ahead and gamble and take that chance and dust in. Uh-huh. Now, let's just say this. Typically, we would plant 6 to 8 weeks prior to the first frost event. Mm-hmm. And that is self-regulating as you go north and south in the state. So that if you're further north in Texas, you're going to plant earlier. And as you're getting into central Texas and south Texas, that's going to be later. So if you're looking at central Texas, south Texas, we're still in good shape as far as planting day. If we were in the rolling plains or up in the panhandle, we should have probably already planted, but it's still not too late. Last year we had people that had winter pasture either by design or by default, and those that managed it well were really happy because they had something to graze, and some people actually harvested some of that as a hay crop, and so they got a pretty good hay crop. Others, however, did not manage the winter pasture well, either didn't fertilize and didn't get a lot of it, or they didn't get it off in time to keep from hurting or injuring further the one-season grass underneath that was still struggling after last year's historic drought. So we had a lot of one-season grass that was actually destroyed because of the lack of management on the winter pastures.
This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.